Good afternoon. This is Sterling Smith with your AsNedge afternoon market wrap-up. Corn was a little mixed on the day, but soybeans saw a solid performance. Looking at May corn, we're at 441 and three quarters. That was unchanged. July at 454, that's up a quarter. December corn at 472 and a half, down a quarter cent on the day. May soybeans, though, 1194, that's up 14 and three quarters. July beans, 1206 and three quarters, up 15. November, 1186 and a quarter, up 13 and a half cents. Make sure to read today's Tech Tuesday, as the technical picture on the grains has shown some signs of improvement. May soybean oil, 47.68, that was up 104. Meal for May at 339.40, up 220. Spring crush, 76.75, up a penny. New crop, 99.50, up a penny and a half. May wheat in Chicago, 549, up 1 3/4. May Kansas City at 597 and 3/4, down 1. And May at 672 in Minneapolis, up 2 cents. Technical picture for all three wheat markets is different, which is a little bit unusual. Hopefully these better quality wheats, i.e. Minneapolis and Kansas City, can take us a little bit higher here. May rice at 1785, up 2. May cotton, 95.23, up 17. July cotton, 94.59, up 25. December at 83.67 was up 40. April live cattle, 188.15, up 55. April feeders, 253.92, up 83. June hogs reversed some fairly steep early losses to finish at 102.07. That was up 102. We had traded as low as just about 100, so a couple hundred points off the lowest levels of the day. April milk at 15.89, up 3. May orange juice, 354.75, up 85. Crude oil, 77.80, that was down 13. Diesel, 262.07, down 3.11. April unleaded, 259.18, up about a penny and a quarter a gallon. Natural gas, though, 171, that was down 5. Gold, 21.62.30, down $26.30. Silver at 24.34, down 37 cents, as the dollar was a little firmer on stronger interest rates. The CPI number came out a little hotter than expected, but nothing too troublesome. We will get the PPI number next week, and it looks like we could see a cooler than expected PPI, which would have an effect on interest rates. The dollar index at 102.93, that was up 6. Dow Jones Industrial Average, 39,005. That was up 235 points, or about 0.6%. S&P 500, 51.75, up 57, almost 58 points. New record high close, up just shy of 1.25%. NASDAQ Composite, 16,265, up 246, or 1.5%. Small caps are under pressure at the higher rates, with the Russell 2000 at 2067. That was up just a point, just fractional gains there. Interest rates a little firmer across the board. The 2-year at 4.58 was up 5 basis points. The 10-year at 4.14 up 5 basis points. The 30-year at 4.30 also up 5 basis points on the day. This is Sterling Smith from unseasonably warm and a little bit cloudy Omaha, Nebraska, wishing everybody a great evening.